Ladies and gentlemen, the hits come together on
WIDP Garden Gate.
Hi, answers. Welcome to Market Scope for February 2010. We are returning this month with a bunch of miscellaneous air checks from my tape library.
Check these at the new 1230 WTJO with your favorite songs at 749-3480. We're the new 1230 WTJO. Good morning. We're the new 1230 AM WDJO. Check days at 1225. With weather prepared by the National Weather Service, locally heavy rain throughout today. Expect a high of 60 on New Year's Day for the parades. Low tonight, 26. Good chance of snow developing before morning. Right now, fog in 58 with Tommy James. We're the new 1230 WDJO, Cincinnati's oldie station. Good morning, New Year's Day. Just past 1 o'clock with Chuck D's and the Rolling Stones on 1230 WDJO.
Here's the 1260 AM WBBG forecast for Cleveland and vicinity. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms developing tonight, a low near 68. Tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms are likely, a high near 75. Tomorrow night, we'll have occasional showers and thunderstorms, a low near 65. For Wednesday, it'll be mostly cloudy with scattered showers and a high near 75. Ballads, big bands, and much more, all here on 1260 AM, WBBG.
Turn back the hands of time.
It's 8 o'clock. This is 1260 AM, WBBG, Cleveland, a J-Corps communication station.
ABC Network News, I'm Dick Uliano.
14K is WHK, Cleveland, the oldie stations. 5 o'clock for the four tops.
You're sweet as a honeybee. Say, oh, song.
14K. Plays more music.
Team K with the Beatles. I don't know about you, but I hate it when people say you can't do that. 505 is Dennis Day. We look at traffic again here. 271 southbound at Chagrin. We have a two-car accident slowing things down there on the ramp from westbound Chagrin. On 480, it slows around the bridge construction just west of 271. Slow on the Main Avenue Bridge westbound this afternoon. A car and a tow truck together. And some slowing stop and go from Martin Luther King Drive outbound on the East Shore Way through the construction. It's 506 and 84 in Cleveland at 14K.
14K, Sonny and Cher.
And the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
The beat goes on.
Solid gold rock and roll. 14K.
Oh, 13 came with a powerful lyric workout from Thurston Harris from 1957 and a little bit pretty one with Dennis Day. It is 5:20 in the afternoon. 14K welcomes the Cleveland edition to the North Coast and invites you to look for the newest arts and entertainment weekly and sign up for the 14K 60s trivia contest. You'll find all the questions, not the answers, but all the questions and all the rules in the edition. It's available at more than 300 locations around town, so you pick up your very first edition tomorrow. Check that out.
Summer is going fast at Cedar Point.
Thank you. 5:22, we check 14K traffic. 77 southbound got a big tie-up near Pleasant Valley due to a disabled car about a mile before Pleasant Valley in the left lane. There's a 20-minute delay there right now. Stop and go southbound on the Interbelt from Chester. Most of the downtown entrance ramps are clogged with heavy volume this afternoon. 271 southbound at Chagrin got a two-car accident slowing traffic on the ramp from westbound Chagrin. And northbound, the usual stop and go from 480 to Richmond this afternoon.
Wednesday weather.
Variable clouds this afternoon and this evening. Slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm. Then tonight and tomorrow, partly cloudy and humid. Chance of showers tomorrow. The overnight low about 70 and a 30% chance of rain tomorrow with a high around 85. It's 83 degrees at the airport and in Westlake and 84 downtown at the Oldie Station.
14K, the Dave Clark Five.
K, solid gold rock and roll radio, 5:30 with the Animals.
And tell them Bob sent you. Hello, son, classified. I have some used golf clubs to sell.
Sounds like Bob's been on heavy sedation for a while. Checking traffic on 14K. 271 southbound at Chagrin, still slow due to a two-car accident at the bottom of the entrance ramp from Chagrin westbound. And outbound on the West Shoreway, speeds are kind of slow on the Main Avenue Bridge right now, but it's not too bad at the moment.
Radio 57, WSYR, Syracuse. With Central New York's largest local news team. This is the NBC Radio Network. I'm Don Blair.
On the Million Dollar Weekend, I'm Keith Koblin. WSYR News Radio 57, depend on it. Central New Yorkers have for 65 years.
57 WSYR remembers 1960.
Hey.
57 WSYR, that's with Maurice Williams and the Zodiacs. And stay at about 9 after 10. The temperature, very pleasant, 51 degrees, very nice outside. What a nice day it's going to be for us. And how about Tuesday? Up to around 60, perhaps. Hey, maybe we're getting spring all over again, huh? We'll go from spring into summer. How's that for dreaming? Dream on, little dreamer. Dream on, I guess. I'm Johnny Vann, with you right up until the pregame time here on 57 WSYR. As you know, of course, SU goes up against Boston College today. The kickoff time, actually, will be around 12 o'clock, and we'll have the pregame show at 11:30. Meanwhile, we have a million-dollar weekend here at 57 WSYR.
This morning, I woke up to find that my pigs had been replaced by alien pigs from outer space.
Do you feel lucky, Central New York? Go ahead. Tell Radio 57 WSYR how they make your day.
I'll take caller number 10 here at 57 WSYR, 421-9797, 421-WSYR. Caller number 10 is who we're looking for.
Kiss AM. That's the Forced Love with Tender MDs.
Oh, wait a minute. I got that backwards. That's
Forced MDs with Tender Love. Still sounds like some sort of bizarre examination to me. 143, I'm Steve Lehman with Culture Club and Time from Kissing to Be Clever in stereo on 1150 Kiss AM.
Put your head on my shoulder.
Tied to the bedpost. Got a little armor all under the arms. Erasure. Who needs love like that? Can we see a show of hands, please? Can we see? We got one vote over there. The Timmer, Tim Kelly. See, I know you're sitting there so comfortably. And basically, I just wanted to let you know that I've warmed the audience up today for you.
Ladies and gentlemen, yeah. I want to say it's almost over. We'll be joining Kiss FM in a moment.
That's
and
right.
I'll be here.
Merging.
You'll be able to let the children listen again. You'll be able to take the earplugs out and let the animals back in. Steve's almost through. I'm Kiss AM.
Literally. Coming up next, we have the new edition and at least 50 more minutes of LA's Hot Hits here at Kiss AM.
Do you know how low interest rates are these days?
I know.
Kiss Calendar. Kiss AM would like you to know that volunteers are needed to work in Marina Del Rey's Community Earthquake Disaster Committee in a variety of positions. If you'd like more information, calls here at Kiss. I could make rude comments, but Tim Kelly's coming up next, and he'll make enough rude comments for both of us, all right? I'll see you tomorrow bright and early at 10 o'clock. Until then, have yourself a great afternoon. Leave you with a new edition.
Kiss AM.
What an irony that somebody like Paul Freeman should play that song. Give me a break. Good afternoon, everyone. It's 2 o'clock, and this is KIIS FM and AM Los Angeles.
Yeah!
KFRC FM San Francisco, the Bay Area's number one oldies station. John Mack playing to get on up. More music, Motown Monday.
KFRC FM.
Back from the fair in San Jose, back in the studios, out of that mobile studio. I tell you, I got so much sunshine in San Jose this weekend. Woo! I got my vitamin E spree going on, don't you know? Martha and the Vandellas on More Music Motown Monday at KFRC FM.
KFRC FM.
Round, round, get around, I get around, yeah, get around, round, round, I get around. 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 Get around, round, round, I get around.
Hit the jackpot with 99.7 KFRC FM. Spend a second honeymoon in Vegas. You and a guest will fly round trip to Las Vegas aboard Southwest Airlines with new non-stop service from Oakland. Stay where the stars play at the luxurious Stars Desert Inn and see the incomparable Ray Charles in concert. Listen, qualify, and win on the Bay Area's Better Oldies and Summer Vacation Station. 99.7
KFRC FM.
That's it for another exciting session of Market School. Remember, if you have anything interesting radio-wise in your hometown, put it on a cassette or disc and send it along to me, Phil Wayne, at 313 Spring Street, Upper Sandusky, Ohio 43351 1652. I, along with both of our subscribers, would be most appreciative. Now here are the musings from the members.
This is Musings of the Members. The opinions are those of the speaker and do not represent the DX Audio Service, the National Radio Club, or its editors. Members may muse by calling the Action Line 24 hours a day.
Hi, this is Mike in Miami Beach. Is it true that if you are doing talk radio, you can't really play music, or if you play a song, you have to pay for it? Because on WIOD, they only let you play 9 seconds of a song, and then if you play the song any longer, you have to pay for it. I never heard of such a thing.
Hi, this is John Wesley Smith from Hallsville, Missouri, in the middle of Missouri. And I wonder if anybody knows what goes on with KWKH 1130 in Shreveport, Louisiana. There are many times over the last number of years that they have run their full power at night for weeks or even months at a time. I know they may have had trouble once in a while with storm damage to towers and things like that, but for the last few weeks, as I'm making this call, they have been on full power at night, and I don't mind them being there, but I know they cause a lot of problem for other stations, certainly. Have they ever been fined for this, and is there anything that anybody can do about it, or is there anything that anybody knows about why they do this on a fairly regular basis?
Hello, Fred and DXers. This is the one and only Victor speaking to you from the Schmidt House in downtown Silver Spring, Maryland. I noticed a new station on 620. I'm sorry, 920. Just barely can get it. They're playing Spanish music. No station identification. It may be WURA in Quantico, Virginia, which is about 50 miles south of Washington, D.C. And from what I understand, most of the signal is beamed south and east. So I am very lucky to even get a faint signal. AM 700 WDNV is testing. I don't know if they're going on the air or they're just satisfying the rule that allows you to keep your license if you're on the air for so long. Right now, they're playing rock and roll, country, and occasionally I will hear an announcer say WDNV, Walkersville, Maryland.
Hi, this is Don Finney in Miami, Florida. WGR in Buffalo 550 was a rock station between about March of 1963 to the end of February or the end of March 1964. They gradually changed to a talk format, a talk and music format. They took about 2 months to change. They dropped their DJs one night at 7:59, and they played rock music for about two or three more weeks, and they had a Buffalo Bison International Baseball team game one Friday night, and they dropped their rock after that. They played middle-of-the-road music until the end of May, and when it went talk on June 1st, 1964, at about 5 a.m. My question is, they also had an FM 96.9, I believe it was. They simulcast at that time 24 hours a day on the FM. The same thing that was on the AM was on the FM. And then they went to easy listening after the AM changed to talk and music. And I understand that the WGR AM 550 is sports now, but what is the FM doing? I believe it was 96.9, if I'm pretty sure, if I'm not mistaken. What are they doing now, the 96.9 segment of it? Thank you very much.
And that is our musings to the members on this edition of the DX Audio Service. And remember, if you'd like to muse, just call area code 646-402-5685. That's 646-402-5685. And when prompted, enter the magic secret decoder ring number of 62544. That's 62544. That is for musings to the members. Remember, don't call those area code 360 numbers because we can't use any muses on that number.
All right. Let's get into some of the questions. Mike, you ask about paying for the songs. Why, of course, you have to pay. Anytime you use a clip, I think longer than 10 seconds or so, you're required to pay the BMI, ASCAP, or CSAC royalty fees, just like a normal music station. So that's why they tend to cut them off. Or, in some cases, they have some custom music performed for them. On KWKH, I'm not certain what's going on with that, other than it has been reported on the air with some, shall we say, bodacious power during the nighttime hours. We'll have to check into that and find out what's going on. Meanwhile, we do know the situation on 700. They call that keeping the license warm. In other words, they're putting the station on for just the required number of days just to be able to say that they are broadcasting and they can keep the license. But the ownership of that 700 station has pretty much pulled the plug on it, and they're not operating on any regular schedule. Question was asked about WGR-FM. And let's see if we can go into some details. I talked with my buddy Ben up in Buffalo, New York, and he just happened to have some information from the 50th anniversary of the Buffalo Broadcasters. I'd like to pass this on to you. First of all, we'll start with the transmitter locations. WGR-FM, as it was known then, signed on in 1959. At that time, they were owned by the Transcontinental TV Corporation. Then they were sold to Taft Broadcasting back in 1964. In 1959, WGR's transmitter was at the former NBC WBUF TV site on Elmwood Avenue. WGR-FM signed on from that tower with 16,000 watts ERP from 630 feet on the tower. The transmitter was a 5-kilowatt RCA transmitter. They then made the move to Warner Hill Road in South Wales when that site was built for Channel 2 in the late 1960s. But due to an increased antenna height, their ERP was decreased to 13.5 kilowatts, and this posed a coverage issue in the Buffalo metro area. And eventually, that led to a move back to Elmwood Avenue with 24 kilowatts ERP and a directional FM antenna. The call letters were then changed from WGR-FM to WGRQ in the mid-1970s, to WRLT in 1986, and to the current WGRF in 1991. Now, Ben says he's not totally sure on the chronology of the various formats over the years. He says your caller is correct that the station ran a number of easy listening formats when the total simulcast with WGR ended. The station was automated with an ATC automation system. Currently, programs, notably Extension 55, were still simulcast until the change to Top 40. In the early 1970s, the format was changed to the automated Drake Chenault Solid Gold format. On January 1st of 1974, the call letters were then changed to WGRQ, and the format changed to Live Fast-Paced Top 40. That format lasted only a few years when the format changed again, this time to Album Rock, with the moniker of QFM 97. That format remained more or less intact until 1986, when there was a switch to Light Rock and the call letters WRLT. The station was sold to Rich Communication, otherwise known as Rich Products, and the format was changed back to Album or Classic Rock. It appears the calls may have been changed back to WGR-FM in the late 1980s, although he doesn't necessarily recall that. The WGRQ call letters were no longer available. The calls were changed to and remained WGRF for the moniker of 97 Rock. Rich didn't remain in the broadcasting business very long, and the station was then sold to Mercury Radio Corporation, and they eventually sold out to Citadel Communications, who are the current owners, and as we know, are in some financial distress. So there's probably more than you really want to know about WGR-FM. And now an article by Eric A. Taub. It's titled, Internet Radio Stations Are the New Wave. Early fans of the iPhone bemoaned that, unlike many of its competitors, their favorite do-anything device couldn't do one thing, obviously. Play local radio stations. They didn't get it. FM tuners are passé. Why include tuner technology to play a few dozen stations when you can harness thousands of radio stations over the Internet? Unlike standard broadcast radio, Internet radio stations can be heard virtually anywhere, copyright restrictions aside, as long as you have a device that can go on the web, that can be a PC, a smart or standalone receiver. An Internet radio station may have started out life as a traditional broadcast radio outlet. And then management decided that it would be a great idea to let people hear it everywhere. Or an Internet radio station may be nothing more than one person in a basement uploading music or talk to the web, hoping that somebody out there is listening. Literally thousands of formats of Internet radio exist, from oldies, classical, and religious, to ultra-radical talk, from the right and the left. The first trick is to find them, and the next is to play them. Fortunately, with a little information, both those tasks are rather easy. To tune in. To find an Internet radio station of a particular format, start with the basics. A web search. Type in 60s, NPR, or Catholic, and then the words Internet radio, and you'll come up with a list and links to those channels. Another useful source is StreamingRadioGuide.com. That's all one word, Streaming Radio Guide. The website lists more than 14,000 stations that can be searched by format. While extensive, the list is not complete. Internet radio hardware and smartphone apps that offer radio transmissions don't typically accumulate station offerings themselves. Rather, they use aggregators, companies that create a selection of channels. On the web, you can access radio channels directly from those aggregators as well. They include Recivia.com, that's R-E-C-I-V-A, Radiotime.com, again all one word, VTuner, that's the letter V-T-U-N-E-R.com, One.fm, and freeradio.tv. In addition, Apple's iTunes software for Mac or PC offers hundreds of Internet radio stations. To listen to them, click on Radio under Library in the left vertical column. Turning on. A wide variety of standalone players are now available that allow consumers to listen to Internet radio without using a PC. One compelling feature, many offer wireless connectivity. With a wireless router, you can place the radio anywhere in your home within range of the signal and use the player as you would a normal radio. Livio Radio's wireless line includes its AARP, NPR, and Pandora models. Pandora's music service allows listeners to create a radio station based on an artist or format that they like. Then Pandora automatically plays other music that the service believes fits the category. Each $200 unit features programming from its model name. However, all are capable of playing any of the 16,000 Internet stations offered in the unit's menus, from the 80s music to police scanner intercepts. The models can also be connected to an external stereo system, or the unit's built-in speakers can be used. Logitech's Squeezebox line of Internet radio devices, which cost between $200 and $400, include, depending on the model, a color screen, speakers, and the ability to play both Internet and music stored on a connected home PC. Models range from a tabletop unit to a boombox to a Squeezebox Duet. They are designed to send the internet feed and your PC's music collection to a home stereo unit, and they come with their own remotes. For about $120, Mayan's Aira Internet Radio Receiver connects to a home stereo or powered speakers and offers 11,000 internet stations. It incorporates a simple two-color display and a remote. Sanyo's model R227, which costs $180 at Amazon.com, takes its styling cues from the KLH Model 8 radio of the 1950s and includes just the ability to receive internet stations, but FM as well. The unit features 8 presets for both internet and broadcast stations and also functions as a music-playing clock radio. Philips offers a number of wireless internet radio models under a Streamium brand, the NP2900/37, about $300 in cost, includes a color screen, and is housed in a sleek horizontal soundbar with a stand reminiscent of an iMac. With 4 speakers and 30 watts of power, the Streamium can play music stored on a network-connected Mac or PC computer and can display cover art. It also includes a month of Rhapsody, a subscription-based music service. Drop in to an app store, that is. Hundreds of radio apps are available at Apple's iPhone and iPod Touch application store, both free and fee-based. AOL Radio, which is free, does what its name implies. It simply offers 200 internet stations across 25 different formats, plus 150 CBS radio stations, and includes not just music, but comedy and sports as well. Crave real-life drama? Police Radio and Scanner 911, both 99 cents, as well as Emergency Radio, $3, allow you to listen to dozens of fire, police, and emergency service broadcasts across the country. For public radio fans, at least 3 apps will give you easy access to All Things Considered and other shows. Public Radio Apps, which costs $3, allows listeners to pause and rewind 300 public radio stations and bookmark them to return to listen to them later. The app also displays the web page associated with the show and can be set to play as a clock radio. Other public radio apps are available at no charge, including Public Radio Player and PRI. The latter plays only shows from Public Radio International. In addition, many public radio stations have standalone apps for their program stream, including KPCC in Los Angeles, which is free, and New York's WNYC, which costs 99 cents for podcasts. Android users can get streaming internet stations using apps like Stream It All and Last FM, which are also available to iPhone users. Pandora also has an Android app. BlackBerry users have Flycast and Slacker Radio, which are also iPhone-friendly among their options. So the next time that you're browsing through your music library, wishing that you had something new, do not lament the absence of AM or FM. Instead, a limited number of stations, a global selection is merely a click away. Since we're coming down to our anniversary, I thought I'd get some of the house cleaning out of the way for the year. No, you're not going to hear me run the vacuum, but it's close. For the benefit of new members to the DX Audio Service, and to remind some of our old members, I'd like to pass some information on about the club. The National Radio Club has been around since 1933, but the DX Audio Service was started in April of 1985. Now, we're a club under 501c3 status, and for the most part, we operate out of our homes. So there's no business, and believe me, there's no corporate headquarters. I say this with some humor, as we had one member who insisted he wanted to see Ken Chatterton at the National Radio Club headquarters, and he was very disappointed after driving 5 hours in upstate New York back roads to find that Ken lives in a 24-by-12 cabin in the woods of Mansville, New York. We're also volunteers. Most of us have other jobs that require our attention as well as our home life, so there are no operators to take your call 24/7 or staff to serve your needs, just volunteers who do the work, and I would like to introduce them to you. Wayne Heinen is the chairman of the board of directors for the National Radio Club. He's now retired from public service and lives in Aurora, Colorado. Wayne is also in charge of the publications department that deals with special products such as the AM radio log and the Night Pattern book, just to name a few. Wayne can be contacted at Post Office Box 473-251, Aurora, Colorado, 80047-3251. His email address is sales, S-A-L-E-S, at nrcdxas.org. Along with Wayne, there's our treasurer, Dick Truax, and board members Bill Hale, Sean Axelrod, and Ken Chatterton. Next in line is myself. My name is Fred Vobe, V-O-B-B-E, and I'm the editor and the publisher of the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service. I have a full-time job at 4 network TV stations. That's right, we have a cluster of ABC, CBS, NBC, and Fox, the only one in the nation. The best way to contact me is by letter, as I'm hard to get a hold of by telephone, and I can't promise you a call back within a set time limit. I also don't do email, because I don't feel it's reliable between myself and members. So please, if you need to contact me, send a card or a letter, and then be very patient. My address is always at the start of the tape on side one. One of my three henchmen in DX is Bill Hale. Bill also has a full-time job in aviation, and he edits the AM Switch column. If you have any information about stations that have gone silent or are now back on the air, please send it to Bill. Bill's address is 6124 Roaring Springs Drive in North Richland Hills, Texas, 76180-5552. And I know that you know Mark Durenberger, who puts together the BandScan column. Mark is a consultant and has built such facilities as the new Minnesota Twins Baseball Network Operations Center, and he's involved with various broadcast museums. Mark can be contacted at 6400 Barry Road, that's B-A-R-R-I-E, number 1600, in Edina, E-D-I-N-A, Minnesota, 55435-2338. Contact Mark if you have any good stories that you think might be appropriate for the BandScan. Finally, there's my buddy Phil Wayne, a.k.a. Chuck Rivers, who puts together the Market Scope. Phil is a private contractor for satellite installations and has worked in radio at such historic stations as 1260 WNDR in Syracuse. Phil loves radio air checks, and I'm sure he would love to get some air checks of what's happening in your community. You can write to him at 313 West Spring Street, Upper Sandusky, Ohio, that's S-A-N-D-U-S-K-Y, 43351-1652. Now keep in mind that since we are a club, it depends on the membership to help guide us. To steal from John Kennedy, ask not what the club will do for you, ask how you might contribute to the club. Seriously, any information you can pass on, station information for Bill, a story for Mark, or air checks for Phil, it all goes a long way to make the DX Audio Service a very good club magazine. Now, from time to time, we have ways that you can benefit from your membership. For example, starting with this issue and until our anniversary on April the 30th, if you sign up a new member to the DX Audio Service, I'll add on 2 issues to your subscription. If you get an old member who has not had the DX Audio Service in over 2 years, if you can sign them back up, I'll add a month on to that too. Also, when you help our editors, you can earn DX Dollars. DX Dollars are coupons that you can use to get added subscription time, and they're awarded to members that contribute throughout the year in a good way. So it pays to get involved with the DX Audio Service. Now, when you subscribe, there's a few things that you should remember. First, when you send us a payment, I send you back a green card that lets you know that your membership dues have been received. If you don't get the card, assume that there is a problem and write to me. The card will tell you when I received your check and the term of your subscription. When your subscription is about up, I scotch tape a tag onto the tape. This means you have 20 days to get your dues payment in, or you may miss the next month. Your last issue is printed on the mailing label, so somebody who is cited can tell you what that date is. Be sure to make your checks payable to the National Radio Club and not me. And for gosh sakes, don't send cash unless you want to send Debbie and me to Las Vegas. If you're financially strapped, you can also subscribe for 3 months or 6 months. And we also take double payments if you want your subscription to go out for a few years. Now, keep in mind that your DX Audio Service tape is not due until the last day of the month. So this issue, the February 2010 issue, is not due to be in your hands before February 26. We ask that you please not call the first week of the month and ask where your tape is, as we just can't spend the time on the phone and we can't get the Pony Express to move any faster than normal, which, by the way, is about 7 to 10 days in the U.S., 7 to 21 days in Canada. Now, if your tape does come up missing after the appropriate time, report it to us in writing and we'll replace it. If the original shows up and you end up with 2 tapes, please send one back. We almost had to raise our dues a while back because we had more than a few members getting multiple tapes and then not sending them back. So wait until the end of the month, and if you don't get your tape, then we'll send you a new one after we receive something in writing from you. You get 1 replacement per year. If you get a defective tape, for whatever reason, here's all you have to do. Send it back. That's it. Send it back, and it will be replaced, no questions asked. If you want to keep it for some reason, then you have to order a tape from the publication center. So, if you get a defective tape, just send it back, and it will be replaced. Finally, if you move, please get us your new address as soon as possible. The club can't be responsible for replacing a half dozen tapes because you just simply forgot to tell us that you moved. Please send your address information in a letter form. I ask that you not leave it on my telephone answering machine, as there have been times that I just can't understand what the address is. So please send it in writing. Also include a telephone number and an email address if you have one, because Wayne Heinen likes to have these just in case we have a problem where the post office sends your tape back to us and we just need to get in touch with you and find out if there's a different address. Well, that's about it, and we'll go over this whole malarkey in about a year or so. And again, remember to contribute to your club, as you'll get out of it what everyone else puts into it. Until the March issue, 73 and Good DX, get out and support radio, and we'll leave this magazine with a little music.
You're listening to Great Oldies on WNRC Pittsburgh, a National Radio Club radio station.
It's 12 o'clock.
Welcome to the convention, WNRC, the oldies station.